So we will begin round two if there are no objections. All right, toss up 11. Does anyone have anything else to talk about? Anything related to business? Asked Jim Owens repeatedly as this company's chairman and CEO at the shareholders meeting in Chicago on April 13th, 2005. Most of those present were from Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Jewish Voice for Peace, and other groups concerned about destruction of homes of civilians living under Israeli military occupation using the company's D9 bulldozers. For 10 points, name this Peoria-based manufacturer of heavy-duty vehicles and tractors.
John Deere?
It's incorrect. No penalty.
Caterpillar?
Yep.
I always get things wrong.
Bonus 8. In 1579, he sailed north from Mexico, and some people estimate, from the winds and currents, that he may have been the first European to see Vancouver Island. For 10 points, who was this English captain?
Drake.
Yep. Drake changed the name of his flagship on his voyage. For 10 points each, give the original name and the new name of the ship.
Ooh, Challenger and Enterprise?
It's the Pelican and the Golden Hind, so you get 10 points.
Thought I might guess a space shuttle. That's what they're named after.
Francis Parkman first used this word in its modern sense in 1865 in Pioneers of France in the New World to describe the, quote, dancing and whooping, drumming and feasting, end quote, of native Floridians celebrating a military victory. Mark Twain used it in Roughing It to refer to a Hawaiian funeral's howlings and wailings, beating of tom-toms and dancing. Coined by Milton in Paradise Lost as the high capital...
Pandemonium?
Yep.
Oh,
name these pubs. 10 points each. Referring to the heraldic emblem of King James I, it's now the most common name of a pub in England. There's also one in Toronto on Jarvis between Carlton and Maitland.
The Lion?
Yeah.
The Lion?
I'm going to prompt on that.
The Red Lion?
Yeah.
Yes.
In the film Casablanca, Signor Ferrari runs this only competitor to Rick's.
Guess
answer.
Black
Rose.
It's the Blue Parrot Cafe, and located in Eastcheap, it's the favorite hangout of Falstaff and Prince Hal in Shakespeare's Henry IV.
Mistress Quickly's.
It's the Boar's Head Tavern.
Oh yes.
10 points. 13. With 40 votes in favor and none against, the All Thing on May 20th, 2005 decided to award him citizenship. A fugitive...
Fisher?
Yep.
Oh.
Name these SI-derived units for 10 points each. A. The unit of force, it's defined as a kilogram meter per second squared.
Newton.
Yep. The unit of electric inductance, it's a Weber per ampere.
Farad.
It's a Henry. Added to SI in 1999, it's the unit of catalytic activity defined as a mole per second.
An Avogadro.
It's a catal, apparently. I've never heard of those either. 10 points.
Oops.
14. It occurs in front of 41 Randolph Street at 7 minutes after midnight. Since Mrs. Shears comes out of the house shouting obscenities, she is quickly eliminated, but her estranged husband soon becomes prime suspect. The narrator, who is aged 15 years, 3 months, and 2 days at the beginning of the story, ends up traveling from Swindon to London alone.
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
That is correct.
I read that book. It was very good. Mm-hmm.
Give the titles of these books by Farley Mowat. 10 okay. points each. A. His first book, published in 1952, was about the plight of the barren ground Inuit with whom he lived for 2 years.
All I know is Never Cry Wolf. Frozen Land.
It's People of the Deer. This 1957 book is an embellished recollection of growing up on the prairies with his pet, Mutt, who could walk on fences and climb ladders and trees.
The dog who wouldn't be. The dog who wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. This 1972 book is about a large sea mammal trapped in a lagoon at a Newfoundland outport and its treatment by unsympathetic locals.
Some kind of whale?
I'd say Never Cry Wolf. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I know.
The whale in the harbor?
It's A Whale for the Killing. 10 points. 15. A museum about them opened in Houston, Texas in 2000, and a bronze statue was dedicated to them in 1992 in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where the first ones began serving under Colonel Benjamin Grierson in 1866 to patrol the western frontier. They made up the 9th and 10th Cavalries and the 24th and 25th Infantries until they ceased to exist in 1952 when President Truman integrated the armed forces. With a nickname given to them by the Cheyenne and the Comanche, for 10 points, who were these American servicemen with white officers in all black units? Time. They're the Buffalo Soldiers.
Aw,
like Bob Marley. Toss up 16. On May 4th, 2005, it sold for $34 million, the highest price ever paid for a sculpture at auction. Measuring 122 centimeters high, the blue-gray marble piece carved in 1922 to 1923 is the second oldest in a series. Christie's noted that, quote, the stone's white veins play an important role, cleverly linking the two parts of the body into a unified whole, end quote. Not represented are feathers or wings. For 10 points, what is this work by Constantine Brancusi?
The crane?
Yeah, it's incorrect. No penalty.
Sleeping Moose?
It's Bird in Space, or Oiseau dans l'espace.
You and the sculptor.
Toss up 17. Next month, this city will host the men's soccer and women's softball events of the Canada Summer Games. Last week, you could have gone to the Multicultural Festival in Happy Valley Park, the Arabian Extravaganza Horse Show at the Exhibition Grounds, and the Antique Car Show at the Suchanan Ship Pioneer Museum. Its most famous attraction is the underground tunnels used in the early 20th centuries by Chinese immigrants and Chicago gangsters. For 10 points, name this fourth largest city in Saskatchewan.
Lloydminster.
That's incorrect.
Brandon.
It's Brandon, Manitoba. It's Moose Jaw. Plus of 18.
Yeah.
Should get rid of that, eh? We already saw this topic.
In this?
In the tournament.
In the tournament, yeah.
Yes, okay. We're the next one's on wormholes, so we're gonna scrap that. We'll go to the next one.
Yeah.
Toss up 19, but it's actually 18. Its first king, crowned by Pope John X in the year 925, was Tomislav. Under the Pacta Conventa of 1102, the country united its crown with that of Hungary, as it remained for the next 800 years.
Austria?
That's incorrect, -5. It was a Nazi puppet state from 1941 to 1945 under Ante Pavelić, but except for that period for 10 points, what country from 1918 until 1991 was part of Yugoslavia?
Slovenia?
It's Croatia.
Oh.
Okay, toss up 19 or whatever. Warning, 4 answers required.
Ew.
On December 29th, in addition to 5 sturdy, very, very low-maintenance gold rings, I was given twice as many living creatures to take care of by my true love. For 10 points, give the numbers and types of the 10 feathered friends I received on the 5th day of Christmas.
A partridge, 2 turtle doves, and 3 French hens, and 4 collie birds.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well done.
Bonus 12. Name these Third Reich retreats. 10 points each. A. Built as a 50th birthday present to Hitler from the Nazi Party, this private residence on a mountaintop in the German Alps was reachable via a tunnel and elevator.
All I know is Berchtesgaden.
Yes,
Berchtesgaden?
It's the Eagle's Nest or Das Kellstein House. This compound in a forest in East Prussia was Hitler's secret military headquarters from 1941 to 1944, and the site of the July 20th, 1944 assassination attempt on Hitler.
Let me guess it again. Berchtesgaden?
It's the Wolf's Lair, or some big word, Wolfschanz. Yeah, das Führerhauptquartier Wolfschanz. Franz von Papen was Hitler's first vice chancellor. But then, from 1939 to 1944, he was sent to be Germany's ambassador to what country?
Switzerland.
Answer, please.
No.
Answer.
Switzerland.
It's Turkey.
Yeah.
No points. No.
10 points for the.
No.
No.
Oh, just for the top. None on the bonus though.
No.
This is going to be the final one. It's 21. Since 1885, it has been part of the oldest state park in the United States. In 1960, the eastern side of this island was extended by 3 hectares for additional parking, with fill provided from excavation for construction of the Robert Moses Parkway. An elevator provides access down to the Cave of the Winds. For 10 points, what is this island between Bridal Veil Falls and Horseshoe Falls?
Goat Island?
Yep.
More parking space.
Okay, we're going to skip this one. It's about the World Bank. So we're going to go to bonus 14. Fill in the blanks in the King James version of the Book of Proverbs. Mm-hmm. 10 points per answer. Chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the blank, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
Elderly.
It's ant, as in A-N-T, not A-U-N-T. Chapter 26, verse 11. As a blank returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly.
An ant.
It's a dog. Mm-hmm. Chapter 30, verse 27. The blanks have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands.
Mercenaries.
Locusts. And that's the game. We have a final score of?
120 for Ben, 80 for Connor.
Good game.
That was a ridiculous.